Okay, welcome to our podcast where we will have our special section of Tech Talk today. So we have Hamza, Musa, and Bovin.
Hi.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about hacking.
Specifically, cyber criminals and cyber specialists. So, cyber criminals, usually you think like some guy in like his mom's basement in like a hoodie typing random stuff, but it's really a lot more complicated than that. Musa, you want to tell us about the script kiddies?
Yeah, sure. Script kiddies are usually self-taught and they don't really have much skill. They generally like to use pre-existing tools.
Oh, so who are the people who make the tools?
Hackers.
So it really goes full circle. So Bovin, what are some of the different types of hackers?
Oh, well, there seems to be several types of hackers out there. But in general, hackers are criminals and they have a variety of motives. The first type of hacker I'm going to talk about is a white hat hacker. They're ethical hackers. They do things such as penetration tests, and they work for companies to help find security holes. And if they do find a security hole, it's their job to patch it so that no other hackers can get into it. And now there's such thing as a gray hat hacker. They have mixed intentions. They can commit crimes technically, but they are also able to tell companies the security's vulnerabilities. And then there's the black hat hackers. The black hat hackers, they use the vulnerabilities of networks, of the network security, to hack into it and take whatever information and use it to their benefit.
Wow, that was very interesting, Bowman. I mean, I never realized that there were actually three different types. Like, generally people know about the black hat hackers and the white hat hackers, but the gray hat hackers are particularly interesting because they sort of play a middle role between the two. So can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, it's really cool that the different types of hackers have the same actions but different intentions, right? So the black hats, they're usually doing it for personal gain, right? Like they're trying to steal someone's credit card information. And the gray hats, they're like a little mix. Maybe some do it for personal gain and some of them just do it for fun. And the white hats, they usually just do it for a paycheck. Like they're working for a company and they're trying to make that bank. And the thing is, if you want to be like a real white hat hacker, then you should become a cyber specialist. You might think the white hats are the good guys, but the cyber specialists are the real good guys. They're the guys who work for companies and do most of the stuff that Bovin was talking about before, with working with them and finding security holes.
What exactly does a cyber specialist do that makes them so crucial to ensuring network safety?
So the cyber specialists, they like build a program that can protect the network against all the different types of hackers.
Any last thoughts on cyber specialists and the safety sensors that they build through their programming?
These sensors are good for protecting like individual networks, but if we want the whole internet to be secured, then cyber specialists need to work with law enforcement to get security standards established across the internet.